If I talk like this, does that not sound good?
No.
Yeah, see.
Mouth noises it is.
Everyone, like, you can hear every tongue movement of every guest on Joe Rogan.
I know, that's why I can't listen. I mean, can watch it.
It sounds like the microphone's inside their mouth.
Yeah, when you show it to me on YouTube, I can barely watch it. I can't listen to it, especially if he has like Elon Musk on there. Elon Musk literally sounds like he has the microphone in his mouth.
He's got a very sticky mouth.
Mm.
He's very tough.
I also think people are a little nervous, so they're not as hydrated, and then their tongue sticks around.
Yeah.
I've been recording this whole time.
Oh. Great.
Maybe I'll use it. Maybe I won't.
I don't care anymore.
I mean,
once you hit 46.
Who cares?
Well, it's 92. It's half of 92, and I won't live to be 92.
What?
Statistically.
Well, I just really hope that you leave me a lot of money.
In other words, I'm 51% into my life.
Which means you don't care.
But the first half is your healthiest half.
Mm.
And then your second half, only the first quarter of the second half is moderately healthy and remotely active. And the last quarter is spent dying.
Does that mean that your wiener's not going to work?
Oh, no, it's not going to work. That's going to be the least of the problems. If that's all that doesn't work, I'll be lucky.
Not me.
No, I mean it, most likely diabetes without a foot, heart condition, stents. Yeah, you know, all that good stuff.
And every single glaucoma. One of those things that you've named off, I have a friend who has something like that.
Glaucoma. I don't know what that is, but I'll have it.
It's a degenerative eye disease.
Okay.
You get marijuana if you say you have glaucoma.
You can't see, but at least you're high and you feel good.
Yeah. That was like a California thing.
And you're hungry all the time.
Remember when we used to have prescriptions to get marijuana? And so people would be like, I have glaucoma. Mm. Now you just can get it down the street. Actually, you can get it delivered to your house. So, yep. Well, welcome to MacArthur's Talk Cryptids. And we're doing Kentucky. And you know why we're doing Kentucky?
Because of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, because
Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
No, because we have a Patreon named Vanessa.
Oh.
Who gave me a bunch of crap because we haven't done Kentucky yet.
Oh, this is Kentucky Vanessa.
Do you know Kentucky Vanessa?
The one we were talking about.
No, Daniel, stop. We were not talking about you like that.
I'm just kidding.
No. And you know what? You guys can give me crap about anything because I am 45 and I don't care. But I will try to give you what you want. And Vanessa, I am giving you Kentucky. And I made sure that the first cryptid we talk about is the one you sent me a bunch of stuff on. So thank you, Vanessa.
Does Vanessa, well, I should just ask you, Vanessa, do you think Kentucky, and honestly, you think Kentucky is a worthwhile transfer state for us being from California?
You mean you're asking her if we should move to Kentucky?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even think she lives in Kentucky. I think she wanted me to do Kentucky.
Oh, I thought you said she's from Kentucky.
Did I say that?
No, I don't know what you said. I already forgot.
I don't think so. You know what? She'll answer your questions and then we'll add it into haunted locations. How's that?
I'll stop asking questions.
Shut up.
Anyway.
Now he's leaning back in his seat like he's mad.
Yeah, but the seats are cheap and they don't move. So really, I just have to like break the back of the seat to lean back. I got a mosquito bite on my leg. Itches. Or it's fleas.
Mosquito season in Bakersfield.
Or it's fleas. I don't know.
Something. All right. So, Vanessa, should we move from California to Kentucky when we leave?
Probably not.
In 10 years.
After hearing the cryptids, I'm guessing.
Oh, that's right. I should be reading cryptids.
Are these ghosts? What's cryptids again? I forgot.
Like paranormals. No, not.
Not Bigfoot.
Yeah, like Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Okay.
Yeah, or like the Loch Ness Monster or. Yeah, ghosts, I guess, or cryptids.
Like a two-headed eel dog, stuff like that.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
A troll.
But trolls only exist by bridges that need to be crossed.
Actually, one of these has a bridge attached to it. It's so a troll bridge? Fun. No.
I want to live near a troll bridge.
Actually, it's the one that Vanessa wants me to cover. So all right. We're going to talk about that.
Perfect.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
I ate way too much pasta and meatball meat sauce.
I know. I might have to go to the bathroom in the middle of this.
It's already gone through you that quickly?
Yeah.
Good.
Good That's God, woman.
No, it's not possible.
I did have Taco Bell earlier today.
Oh, so diarrhea immediately.
It's the Taco Bell. I hope they sponsor our show someday.
How much did that cost?
Don't ask. Don't ask, don't tell.
How much was Taco Bell? Seriously.
I saw a former student. She was working the drive-thru, and she's going to veterinary school.
And did she give you a discount on the Taco Bell?
No, but it was really cool because she's going to veterinary school. It was like $45.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but we have two kids.
So what?
And they're not really kids. They're adults.
Why'd you take them to Taco Bell?
Because I was going to take them to Chick-fil-A because I have a gift card, but Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays.
Okay, here's what you do. You take them to Costco.
Get them a hot dog?
No. Yeah, you go in there. You can get hot dogs, soda, pizza, or just get a whole pizza. You could feed both of them and bring stuff home, $12.
Okay, but our son...
And get a big screen TV while you're at it.
Our son gave me a $20 bill. He's like, here, Mom, yeah, I'll help.
That's my $20 bill. He doesn't have a job. Where the hell do you think he gets money from?
I don't know. I just thought it was sweet. He goes, here, Mom.
He was like, I'm going to use my debit card. I'm like, that's my money I'm putting in your account so that you can put gas in the car.
I love how you say my money. Ours, sir. He's just blinking. All right. Well, we should start these cryptids because we're already almost 10 minutes in. So
and
those people that don't like us are really going to give us crap about this one. And if you don't like us, I don't know why you're still listening.
Well, they're hoping we get better.
Oh, so it's out of kindness.
Yeah. They're giving us a chance.
All right. And grace. They're giving us grace.
And they are highly disappointed because clearly I have not improved.
No, you have not changed.
I've gotten worse. All right, so got cryptids in the Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey territory.
Ooh, whiskey. So Kentucky is rich in folklore and cryptid legends, with tales of mysterious creatures roaming its forest, lakes, and rural areas. Here are some of the state's most famous cryptids. There's a few of them. They have a lot, actually. So we'll just get through until we're bored, and then tell me you're bored, and then I'll stop. All right.
I'm bored.
Shut up. Okay, so Vanessa, here you go. The Pope Lick Monster in Louisville, Kentucky. The Pope Lick Monster, also known as the Goat Man, is a legendary creature said to inhabit the area beneath a railroad trestle over Pope Lick Creek in Louisville's Fisherville neighborhood. The legend dates back to at least the 1980s and has become a staple of local folklore. I love how it says it dates all the way back to the 1980s. Like, all that was so long ago.
Vintage 1980s. I have a question.
Oh, boy.
Is the goat man named that because he smells like goat ass?
It's a hybrid between a goat and a man.
Because goats stink, let's be honest.
They do, and they eat everything.
Yeah. So that'd be terrible if you're a goat man. You stink like a goat.
Yeah.
Oof.
Hopefully you have soap.
I think it comes out on the pores. I don't think soap does any good.
Yeah, like some men.
Yeah, and women.
The sun hits them, they just smell.
Or women.
Yeah. All right, so it's described as a hybrid of man, goat, and sheep. The Pope Lick Monster is said to have a grotesque appearance with horns, fur-covered body and cloven hooves.
Well, we didn't like think he was going to be beautiful.
No. And according to various legends, the creature uses hypnosis or voice mimicry to lure victims onto the trestle, leading them to be struck by oncoming trains. Other tales suggest it leaps onto the roofs of cars passing beneath the trestle or attacks with a blood-stained axe.
Wait a minute. If you don't have opposing thumbs because you have a cloven hoof, I've seen goats try to pick up axes. It is not, they're not successful.
No, maybe it's just their feet that are cloven hooves, not their hands. Maybe they have people hands.
How do you coordinate the hoof hand situation?
I don't know. One of God's mysteries.
Okay.
While no conclusive evidence exists, numerous individuals claim to have encountered the Pope Lick monster. One account describes a young couple who, while driving under the trestle, were startled when a horned figure leaped onto their car, ripping off the door handle. Tragically, the legend has led thrill seekers to the trestle, resulting in several fatal accidents over the years. I watched a 10-minute YouTube video on the Pope Lick monster, aka Goatman,
showing absolute proof that it exists.
No, it was all done with cartoons or AI pictures.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It said that the Goatman was part of a circus performance, and the train carrying all the animals and the Goatman crashed in, what is it called when you go off the tracks?
Derailed.
It was derailed. And the goat man got out of his cage and now hangs out in Pope Lick.
Wouldn't all the other animals get out too? Yes. And people?
Yes. But he was the main focus.
Like the hairy woman and the big breasted man and the
woman with three boobs.
Three boobed woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
One of those.
The elephant. And the elephant man? I don't know. Aren't they all out in Pope Lick then? Because if the whole circus train flipped over.
Well,
and
he
crashed,
wasn't treated very nicely. He was actually kept in a cage. So once he escaped the cage, he ran into the forest and lives amongst the trestles.
I see. So he did not want to reestablish himself with the circus.
No, because they treated him very unkind.
Okay.
All right. So he uses his power of mimicry and hypnosis to pull young adults onto the trestle, and then a train will come and they'll either have to jump off of the trestle into the water, or I think it was like 60 feet down, or they get hit by the train. And so that's why there's been all these fatalities over the years on this particular stretch of train track.
This is very, like, Stand By Me-ish.
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't that kind of filmed in that type of area?
I don't think so.
Rural.
Yeah, rural wooded. America.
Well, that's what you think of when you say Kentucky.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. I asked our kid the other day, I was like, hey, let's watch Stand By Me. This is a really important movie to watch. I want to introduce you to River Phoenix. And he's like, oh, I've already watched it. He's like, where the kids go to find the body.
Yeah, they go swimming and get leeches on their wieners.
Yeah, and I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, Mom, I've already seen that. I said, don't watch things without talking to me without talking to me first.
Huh.
It's Julie, MacArthur movie introduction.
You don't think he walks around with the phone stuck to his face and ignores stuff, do you?
I think he's just watching baseball.
Sure.
Okay, so there's the Pope Lick monster,
Pope Lick monster
for you
Goat man, circus, animal freak, person, escapee. Okay.
Next, we have the beast of the land between the lakes.
What?
The land between the lakes national recreational area or recreation area. What?
But then there's land O'Lakes, Florida.
The butter?
No, it's actually called Land O'Lakes.
Which is in Florida.
And there's a lot of sinkholes and houses just disappear.
No, honey, we're not in Florida. We're in Kentucky.
But now you're saying there's land between lakes.
Yes. So National Recreation Area, otherwise known as LBL.
Oh, the old LBL.
Yes.
All right.
Spanning parts of Kentucky and Tennessee is rumored to be home to a mysterious creature known as the Beast of LBL. Stories of this cryptid have circulated for decades, blending Native American legends with modern folklore. Eyewitnesses describe the beast as a large bipedal wolf-like creature standing approximately 7 feet tall with glowing red eyes, sharp claws, and a muscular build. Some accounts suggest it possesses both canine and primate features, leading to comparisons with werewolves or dogmen. Numerous sightings have been reported over the years. One particularly chilling tale involves a group of Boy Scouts, Daniel Boy Scouts, who claimed to have seen the creature during a camping trip, describing it as emitting blood-curdling howls in the night.
That was the Scoutmaster.
Messing.
Yeah.
Messing with the kids.
Because you tell, like, ghost stories around a campfire, and then they go to bed in their tents, and then the adults go running around frolicking through the woods.
Are they naked?
Probably. I don't know what they do in Kentucky.
While some locals embrace the legend, others view it as a fabrication that disrespects the area's history and former residents.
There it is.
What?
It's not real. They're just being disrespectful of the land. I don't know.
We have the Kelly Hopkinsville encounter, 1955. On the night of August 21st, 1955, the Sutton family reported a terrifying encounter at their farmhouse near Kelly, Kentucky. They claimed that small, metallic-looking creatures descended from a spacecraft and besieged their home, leading to a prolonged gunfight. A gunfight.
Wait, so the metallic creatures from outer space had guns?
They had guns. Wow.
Well, then they aren't that advanced, because if you have a gunfight, it means both sides have guns, which means right. It's a fairly equal
situation. Oh, so they didn't have lasers.
Right.
Or sabers.
Because most likely, you would think the aliens wouldn't have guns. We would have guns.
And they would have lasers.
They would have, like, crazy weapons.
Or saber-toothed tigers.
That would be their weapons?
Because I said sabers. Just laugh.
Sabers are, it's like a sword thing, right?
I know. I was trying to be you because I said sabers. And I was really surprised you didn't say, did they have saber-toothed tigers?
I'm slow because of all the pasta. Okay, so it's like Signs with Mel Gibson.
Except that was water. Their weapon was water.
No, but it was still aliens out in his crops, right?
Yeah, aliens coming.
Yeah.
But they had a gun battle.
They had a gun battle.
That's crazy.
With the metallic
peoples.
Folks.
The beings were described as approximately 3 feet tall, with large glowing eyes, claw-like hands, and spindly legs.
Spindly legs. Hold on. If they're metallic, then they're not of flesh, right?
Because
you can't have, like, metal skin.
They're metallic colored.
So that means they have a metallic suit that they're wearing. So it's actually a very flimsy, translucent, unmuscular creature inside a exoskeleton made of machinery.
You're putting a lot of thought into this.
And they clank when they walk. Basically, it's a herd of 10 men walking towards them through the farm.
I wonder if they have hearts.
Probably not. And I bet they get rusty. They're like, they were metallic and they just came looking for oil.
Okay, well, their movements were said to be erratic and they emitted a strange shimmering glow.
Yeah, that's it. It's like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
Multiple family members and a friend present during the incident provided consistent accounts of the events, Despite extensive investigations by local authorities and the military, no physical evidence was found to substantiate the claims. The incident has since become one of the most well-known and debated UFO encounters in American history. I have never heard about this before. Ever.
Both me and Jethro agreed. We both done agreed that...
Jethro.
We both done seen it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to say. It's the most debated? I've never
heard of it before.
Who's debating it? In rural Kentucky? Neighbors.
Next, we have the Hillbilly Beast.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
The Hillbilly Beast. What?
Hills have eyes.
The Hillbilly Beast is a cryptid said to roam the hills of eastern Kentucky near the Ohio River. Legends of this creature have been part of the Appalachian folklore for generations, mm-hmm. with some accounts dating back to the time of Daniel Boone. Described as a massive, hairy, ape-like creature standing between 8 to 10 feet tall and weighing over 800 pounds, the Hillbilly Oof. Beast is said to have glowing orange eyes and emit loud, guttural screams. It shares many characteristics with Bigfoot legends found in other parts of North America. While sightings are sporadic, some locals claim to have encountered the creature in remote wooded areas, often describing feelings of being watched or hearing unexplained noises. The legend has been featured in various media, including an episode of the television series Monster Quest. I loved Monster Quest. We used to watch it all the time with our kid.
Hold on. So we can boil this down to an 800-pound hillbilly living in rural Kentucky.
8 to 10 feet tall, but it's ape-like.
Okay.
You can't really move if you're 800 pounds.
I'm just saying, there probably are some heavier fellas, you know, living out in the woods.
Well, not if you have to shoot your own food and hunt and gather. You wouldn't be 800 pounds.
If there's a Walmart close by, you can eat terrible and gain weight and become bedridden.
Where'd you get all the ice cream from?
Walmart.
Next, we have the Harrington Lake Monster. Harrington Lake, a man-made reservoir in central Kentucky, is rumored to be home to a mysterious aquatic creature. While not as widely known as other cryptids, tales of the Harrington Lake Monster have persisted among local residents. Descriptions of the creature vary, but it is generally depicted as a large, serpentine being with a long neck and humps protruding from the water. Some accounts liken it to what, Daniel? What does it sound like?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, of Scotland. That's what they're saying.
That there's no real pictures of.
I know. We did this for MacArthur Files last week.
It's a goose. Because the pictures they took.
The picture is actually a goose from far away.
It looks like a bad movie where they have a miniature boat. But because the boat is small, you can tell that it's in like a bathtub kind of thing. Like a pool.
No, it was actually on the lake. It was just a goose from really far away.
Right. But taken out of, essentially, you take the picture out of context. Mm-hmm. There's nothing nearby to give it
scale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're like, oh yeah, that's a freaking goose floating in the water.
And all the DNA evidence that came out of the lake, out of Loch Ness.
Is goose poop.
No, it was fish, eel, and what else was it? What else was the DNA?
Oh gosh, I don't remember.
Oh gosh.
Pterodactyl.
No, but it was eel. And so then people are like, oh, maybe it's full of eels. Yeah, it's a big eel.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, that's a plug for MacArthur Files, which you can find on Patreon.
A lake serpent.
While concrete evidence is lacking, occasional reports from fishermen and boaters describe sightings of unexplained disturbances in the water, leading to speculation about the existence of a hidden creature beneath the lake's surface. Do you want to see a picture of the Pope Lick legend?
I would.
You're going to have to get up.
Never mind. Can't. Is it on your screen?
Yeah. Can I turn my screen? Oh, I can't even turn the screen.
I can just lean forward.
Okay, see? Right there.
Across our giant conference room table that we're at.
We are not.
That doesn't look...
That looks scary. It looks like a Harry Potter creature.
Yeah.
Or like Lord of the Rings creature.
Okay.
I took a picture of it. I'll post it.
I think we should get a picture of it, like a print. Put it in the entry.
Put it in the office.
Yeah.
Put it in the podcast room.
Yeah. We need tchotchkes. All the stuff. We need knick-knack, paddywhack stuff.
So the kids have stuff to dust.
No, you never dust it.
Oh, just let it go.
No, you close the door and open the window, get the leaf blower, and just start blowing.
That's a good idea. So we have some lesser-known cryptids that I'm going to read you.
Oh, unlike these ones that no one's heard of.
We have Jenny the Water Monster in Geneva, Kentucky.
Poor Jenny. She's, you know what? She's struggling, but people are just making fun of her. And, you know, not everyone is born, you know, some people have some, are deformed a little bit, and that's okay.
Is this a human? No. Oh. It's a water monster. Well,
her name's Jenny.
It's Ginny.
Ginny.
G-E-N-N-Y. Okay.
That's Jenny, not Ginny. That's Jenny, like Jennifer.
No, but it's Geneva, so it's Ginny. Agree to disagree.
Sure.
Also known as the Henderson County Water Snake, Jenny is said to inhabit the waters near Geneva, Kentucky. Jenny is described as a creature resembling a combination of a horse with a duck bill and a stretched out catfish covered in dark green moss. Some speculate it may be responsible for unexplained drownings. Though others believe sightings could be misidentified logs. I'm going to say it's a log, and then there was a duck that was attached to the log somehow.
Towing it.
Yes, it was towing it. Right. Maybe it was its house. It's a houseboat, and then it's got some greenery on it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was just a really smart duck.
So they see basically a hairy log paddling.
With a duck bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We have the Spotsville Monster, reportedly sighted in the 1970s near Spotsville, Kentucky. This creature has been a topic of local lore.
Did you say it was spotted or it was sighted?
It was sighted.
Oh, it would have been funny if you had said spotted.
Oh, because it's Spotsville. The Spotsville Monster is described as a large, bipedal, hairy humanoid similar to Bigfoot.
How many petals do they have?
Some accounts note it may have patches of missing hair, possibly due to age or other factors. It probably has mange.
Maybe it has the alopecia. I think there's some drugs you can get now. It's on TV and on the YouTubes.
Well, I think he's happy. Ads. I think the Bigfoot is probably happy. And if it loses a little bit of hair, then it's not so hot in the summer.
It's got to get humid out there.
I only think of the brighter side of life.
Right.
Lizard Man of Stevensport. Stevensport. It's not Stevensport. Stevensport.
Sure.
I think.
The port that belongs to Steven.
Sightings of a reptilian humanoid near the Ohio River in Stevensport have been reported since the 1950s. Witnesses describe the lizard man as a bipedal creature. Here we go again.
Again with the petals.
With scaly skin and a humanoid shape. One account from the 1950s tells of the creature attempting to drag a woman into the water near the Kentucky-Indiana border.
I think he's just a horny guy with shingles.
Oh my gosh. No. It sounds like the creature from the Black Lagoon, that movie.
Right.
From the 20s, probably.
He has a skin condition and he's lonely. And
you think?
Yeah.
That's scary, though. If that's true, that's really scary. I hope she's okay.
Probably not. I mean, if a crazy guy with skin condition drug you into water, I can't think that that's high on your fantasies.
Well, when you put it that way. No. I'm going to go with no.
I think the stories with the big, strong, muscular, hairy ape, that I think those are all described by women that are lonely, because that sounds like something they'd say. And then he picked me up and took me in his arms and carried me off into the woods.
Sounds like a great book.
And he was very muscular. And
yeah, sounds like one of those fantasy,
right?
Sexy books.
Yeah.
From Heaving Bosoms.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's always a great podcast, by the way.
Heaving Bosoms.
Yeah, it's fun.
They always describe the male version. So if it was a dude, he wouldn't describe it as a hairy, ugly, like, woman. So this is like women's fantasy, is some like Bigfoot thing that's super muscular and seems mean, but it's really nice and gentle, but he's 8 feet tall, so he's well endowed. I don't know.
I bet there is a sexy book,
right?
An X-rated book that is exactly like that.
There you go. See?
Or if not, we should write it.
Something for everyone.
Let's write it,
Daniel. Just saying.
Okay, next we have Harry the Octopus-like creature. Harry Octopus.
Harry or Harry?
Harry. H-E-R-R-Y.
What?
Yeah.
H-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah, Harry. Harry.
Not Harry, like Harry and the Hendersons?
Not like Harry and the Hendersons, no.
Not Harry, like I need to go get waxed.
Right.
All right.
Harry. Harry is a lesser known cryptid reported in Kentucky's waterways. Described as a 15-foot long creature with speckled molting skin, Harry resembles an octopus. Sightings are rare and often anecdotal with limited physical evidence. Means it's not true. Somebody made it up when they were drunk.
There's an octopus in freshwater? Is that what they're saying?
Waterways.
Waterways.
Mm-hmm.
So freshwater.
Okay.
Because it's in Kentucky.
My voice keeps cracking. I feel like I'm a 15-year-old boy. Do you hear this?
Well, that's awkward.
I know. My voice keeps cracking.
I don't want to be married to a 15-year-old boy.
Oh my gosh, Daniel.
You're
so problematic.
So an octopus is in the waterways. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And our final cryptid.
Oh. Okay.
Are you sad? This is almost over.
Well, not yet. You haven't told it to me.
Well, we have the little people of Kentucky.
Oh, my God. Stop. Stop. They're not considered cryptids. They're normal. They're just people.
Legends of small humanoid beings, often referred to as little people, are part of Kentucky's folklore.
Okay.
These entities...
Are they yard gnomes?
These entities are described as diminutive, human-like creatures that dwell in secluded areas. Stories vary, with some depicting them as mischievous,
sure,
but harmless, while others suggest more sinister behavior. And that's it. That's all I got on those.
All I'm picturing is the Smurfs. Only not blue.
Yeah, so that's it.
You said little people.
I know, that's what they're called. The little people of Kentucky.
Little people, big world.
That's what I was just going to say. It sounds like a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kentucky's diverse landscape and rich history contribute to a wide array of cryptid legends. Exploring these tales offers a fascinating glimpse into the state's cultural tapestry. There you go. There's Kentucky. Kentucky, you brought it. You brought it good.
Is there a kind of a touristy place in Kentucky? You know, like a lot of states have their main spot that if you're an annoying tourist, say from California, that you would probably go to.
Well, like maybe baseball. Because the Louisville Slugger.
So Louisville, Kentucky, probably.
Yeah, but I don't know. So what's in Louisville? I'm just thinking baseball.
It's a city. Oh, they have big buildings. It's on the Ohio River. Louisville is famous for the Kentucky Derby, the horse racing.
Oh, that just happened.
Held at Churchill Downs. It's also known for its bourbon. So that's what we were talking about, like. Kentucky, like, what would you do in Kentucky? I would assume you'd go on a freaking whiskey tour.
Yeah, definitely.
because some of the most famous whiskeys are all from Kentucky.
I wonder if where the Kentucky Derby is held is haunted.
Yeah, but only by dead horses.
Aww.
They make a clop clop sound. And then you turn and there's nothing there. That means that's a haunted horse as opposed to a haunted house.
That's the kind of haunting I want to see.
See.
Or just hear. I just want to hear it. But then you could also be like Monty Python and cut a coconut in half and make the same sound.
Mm-hmm.
Cluck, yep. Cluck, 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 cluck. Is it known for baseball?
It has a Louisville Slugger Museum and factory, which makes baseball bats.
Okay, there you go. See, I was, there's actually a
tremendous amount of stuff to see in Kentucky. Moreover, if for the touristy side, going to Louisville.
Okay.
Actually, Louisville seems like it would really sum it all up.
Well, when we do haunted locations, I'm going to take you all over Kentucky.
Sure.
And then we'll learn more about it.
Yeah, it seems good to me.
All right. Well, Vanessa, thank you. I hope you enjoyed our cryptids.
And I'm sorry I didn't realize you were not from Kentucky, but we don't really know.
I don't know. I think she might be from Ohio.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's close.
It's right there.
Like, for example, Louisville, it says it's on the Ohio River. Mm-hmm. So it's the Ohio River Valley that kind of comes down and does stuff and things. So there you go. Go grab some Kentucky bourbon whiskey. Get smashed. And you too can see some crazy cryptids that aren't there.
Make sure you take your bat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I really liked the Pope Lick Monster.
Go outside with a flashlight after you've been drinking. And you too will see something.
Or hunt for black widows like Daniel does.
It's not hard to do at night.
I should film you. I should record you and post it because it's hilarious.
I take the canned air and turn the can upside down, and then it sprays out basically liquid nitrogen. And they instantly freeze solid and die.
We have a black widow problem here.
No, they just do really well here. Yeah. I mean,
they love it.
Actually, to be honest, black widows don't hurt you.
They don't.
And they eat a ton of bugs, but the webs are so sticky and annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really don't want to step on one because they won't hurt you, but if you bother them, they can kill you.
Remember that black widow who chased me?
Yeah.
At the front door?
They can get pissed off.
She was huge.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't going to kill her. I was just trying to clean up. And she literally chased me out of the entryway. And I was screaming.
Yeah, those are the ones I freeze.
And I'm not even scared of spiders. But this one was, she was pissed. Yeah. She was so mad at me. Anyways, I guess we'll end it on that.
Yep. So there you go.
Bye.
Bye.